Lori Parham, thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
So the overwhelming majority of respondents indicated in this survey that they intend to vote for candidates who pledge to address the issues that they've identified as important to them. What was the top issue identified?
I would say it's a tie between long-term care and financial security. These issues were top of mind for respondents in the survey across party lines for both men and women, although there were some differences, and across income.
With respect to financial security, as you mentioned, there were some differences between income brackets and also some geographic differences in the state of Maine. Let's do the income brackets first. People with income under $20,000 had a slightly different or stronger concerns about income security? Probably no surprise.
No surprise, but absolutely. These folks, not only are they concerned about making sure that Social Security and Medicare are there for them, we're not surprised by that, but one of the pieces that was shocking for us was that nearly 49% of those earning less than $20,000 a year have no confidence of ever being able to retire.
So they believe they're just going to work until the day they die.
Yes.
There were also differences between the first and second congressional district, that is southern and northern Maine, in some of the responses.
Yes, we saw greater income concerns in the second congressional district and also more of a concern about that ability to retire as well. And so we do see in terms of ensuring access to work and all of those components that we looked at around financial security. So the a lot of the basic pocketbook issues in the short term that impact your concerns over the long-term heating, utility costs, healthcare costs are a real concern.
Prescription drugs. You also found, though, that some folks in this demographic were concerned about adequate work opportunities?
Yes. Despite what some may think, folks are working longer and longer. The Great Recession had a real impact on people. They either found that they need to work longer because they lost a job and had older people have the hardest time finding a job. They're out of work longer on average. And then also we're seeing people who did retire but saw their savings decrease and now are looking to go back to work or at least go back to work part-time.
You also have some findings about older women who find themselves particularly concerned about financial security.
We did, and they told us what we typically know, that women face additional challenges in their long-time financial and retirement security.
That's typically because they outlive their spouse and they leave the workforce early, as sort of a confluence of all these effects.
It is. They tend to have multiple factors working against them. They, on average, make less than their male counterparts. They tend to leave the workforce to raise children. They overwhelmingly take on caregiving roles for their parents, so they're leaving potentially the workforce again. And so all of those factors together can really impact their financial security in later life.
Now, these issues were not self-identified in the survey. That is, it was a telephone survey. And you asked them prescription drugs, how concerned are you about this, and had them rank it. But these were issues that you were hearing on the ground anyway.
That's right. So what this survey really did was validate for us the issues that continue to be top of mind for our members and for most people over 50.
So what are the policies that politicians should pay attention to or address in the course of the campaign to appease these concerns?
So we see real opportunity for what we call long-term care system reform in the state. And so looking at the kinds of services, for example, that help caregivers continue to provide care, respite care, following up on the release of our long-term care scorecard, Maine is ranked very low in providing support to caregivers. And yet we have hundreds of thousands of people who provide care every day. And in this survey, said that they had either cared for a loved one or planned to in the future. So looking at those home and community-based services that cost less and allow us to serve people with fewer dollars so that over the long term we can afford the more expensive institutional care on the back end.
Now, AARP has an interest in these issues at the national level. It lobbies. It even enters into court challenges. So you're not an independent pollster. But it's fair to say that politicians who covet this demographic in the state of Maine will pay attention probably to the results.
Well, we think they should pay attention. Maine is the oldest state. Every day, 50 people turn 65 in the state.
And they vote.
They're in the top five in the country at coming out, not only in presidential years, but the off-election years.
Lori Parham, thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.